KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies at 70 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 91. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Iowa Department of Public Health says the number of HIV cases was down last year, but still the second most behind the record in 2016. The DPH's Nicole Colum-Valdivia says the cases dropped by 12 to 125 in 2017. The numbers had increased by 10% in 2016, and she says it's hard to tell exactly why the numbers have been going up.
We have a lot of outreach and media efforts, and so we think those are working. We think people may also have increased access to health care and are getting tested that way. So even though it can sometimes seem alarming that we have more people who are being diagnosed, it can mean that it's actually just more people who are aware of their status, which means they can get into health care and access those services.
Colum-Valdivia says they want to continue letting people know about the importance of knowing your status.
The ultimate goal is for people who have HIV to get diagnosed soon after they acquire the virus. And because we see that once people become virally suppressed, meaning the level of HIV in their blood is really low, they cannot sexually transmit the virus, and their health outcomes are much improved.
She says the IDPH is targeting the African-American and Latino populations because they have a disproportionate number of cases for their population size.
We do see that African-Americans make up about 3% of Iowa's population, but about 30% of people who were diagnosed with HIV last year. And so Latinos are about 6% of the population in Iowa, but about 13% of people who are diagnosed. And so we see a lot of different factors that are associated with those rates, like higher rates of poverty, immigration, historical trauma, segregation, compounded by things like racism and homophobia and stigma.
Men who have sex with other men continue to be the largest number of Iowans diagnosed with HIV at 56%. Colum-Valdivia says the state has some test sites they fund to do testing in that group.
They do specific outreach with populations such as men who have sex with men to ensure that they're getting testing that they need, as well as access to condoms and then pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is medication that can prevent HIV.
She says all Iowans ages 15 to 64 should get tested for HIV at least once in their lives. People who do not use condoms during sex or inject drugs should be tested more frequently.
We know there are over 400 Iowans with HIV who have not yet been diagnosed, and so we recommend that everyone get tested and learn their status, and if they have HIV, get into medical care.
Colum-Valdivia says the treatment of HIV has advanced dramatically since the disease was first discovered.
HIV is treated much more like a chronic disease now, and so people go into their provider once or twice a year and are on medications, and the side effects are minimal, and health outcomes are much improved, similar to someone who doesn't have HIV.
Colum-Valdivia says they recommend that healthcare providers ask patients about their sexual health or drug use to help assess their risk for HIV. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 32-year-old Ryan Michael Weiss of Creston was arrested Thursday on a charge of OWI first offense, or their second offense, I should say. Weiss was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a Creston man residing in the 2800 block of New York Avenue reported Thursday that sometime between 1:30 a.m. and 12 p.m., someone broke the back window out of his rental vehicle and took a small speaker out of the back seat area. The loss was estimated at $130. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday a man was arrested on a warrant for a drug offense Tuesday. 41-year-old Jason Lee Bebout of Bedford was served with a warrant for possession of contraband in a correctional facility while he was being held in the Page County Jail. The cash-only bond on the warrant is $10,000. Bebout is also being held on a previous charge of controlled substance violations, methamphetamine. Bond on that charge is $50,000. On July 27th, Page County Sheriff's deputies arrested 33-year-old Kyle William Chase of Red Oak on a Page County warrant for probation violation. Chase was being held in the Buchanan County Jail in St. Joseph, Missouri on other charges at the time. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. That same day, July 27, 31-year-old Roy Cordell Smith of Westboro, Missouri, was arrested for interference with official acts during a vehicle stop for minor traffic violation east of Coyne. Smith was transported to the Page County Jail and later released on a $300 bond pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report an inmate at the Pott County Jail, 29-year-old Caleb Cameron Perry of Council Bluffs, faces a charge of possessing contraband after corrections staff found two crystal-like rocks in his property. The substance later tested positive for methamphetamine. Perry was also served with a warrant for violation of probation before being returned to his cell. And 42-year-old Christopher Michael Barnes of Council Bluffs was served with a warrant Wednesday for violation of probation. Barnes was being held in the jail on four original counts of failure to appear in court. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 23-year-old Cassidy Mullen Sutton of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop at around 9:40 p.m. Wednesday. Sutton was taken into custody for failure to have SR-22 insurance and driving while suspended. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak Police reported this week that the arrest of 24-year-old Jesse Dean Allman of Red Oak, he was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of North 4th Street and East Valley Street in Red Oak on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for simple assault. Allman was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. A woman who says her leg fell asleep while she was driving to the Greater Regional Community Hospital in Creston crashed her car into the two other vehicles in the parking lot late Thursday morning. 75-year-old Paula Jean Bowman of Lenox was driving a 2006 Lincoln Town Car eastbound through the hospital parking lot at around 10:30 a.m. when the car went out of control and drove over the median before rear-ending a parked 2002 Ford registered to a man from Afton. The impact forced the Ford into a parked 2014 Chevy Impala registered to a woman from Minnesota. A witness told police Bowman's car ramped the median and went very fast across the parking lot before hitting the Ford. It then backed up over the curb and into the bushes before pulling away to park. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the accident amounted to $2,500. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Sioux City has negotiated a settlement worth $7.5 million to the victim of a November 2016 crash involving a city bus. The Sioux City Journal says the city council will vote Monday on the agreement with Chad and Roseanne Pante of rural Hinton. The city's legal department has recommended approval following mediation talks with the couple. Chad Plenty suffered two broken legs and a brain injury in the November 15th crash. Authorities say a turning Sioux City Transit bus failed to yield at the intersection and struck Plenty's sport utility vehicle. The bus driver was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Plenty spent several weeks in a coma and then had months of rehabilitation. He and his wife haven't filed any litigation yet. Documents say Sioux City will be responsible for paying nearly $211,000, and the city's insurance will cover the rest. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.